tonight, we're going to continue with our post-race media availabilities for tonight's Virginia 529 College Savings 250. We are joined by Elliot Sadler, driver of the number one Main Financial Chevrolet, who finished fifth tonight but clinched the regular season championship and the 15 extra playoff points heading into the postseason. Elliot, why don't you tell us how it feels?
Well, I just want to say thank you for the 15 points. We were regular season champs last year, and then we didn't get too much for it. And it makes it pretty nerve-wracking getting through the playoffs when everything's tightened up so much. So something we had on our mind and that we wanted to work hard for this season. And my team's been very consistent and very fast, and we've done very good with the stage racing. And to get 15 points, that takes us not only to the first round, but through multiple rounds, getting the homestead means a lot for our team. That means we can go to Chicago and be aggressive and take some chances. And, we're going to use it as a preseason game, to use the NFL analogy, to kind of warm us up for Kentucky. But feels very good to do it here at Richmond, of all places, and with my family and friends here. So definitely a neat day and a neat night for us.
Awesome. All right, we'll open up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll bring a wireless mic to you. Go up here to Bob.
They've already heard from me today. They probably have heard enough. Usually Chris has a question. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. One, what do you think of the composite bodies? Do they race any differently at all? And two, you've kind of known you were going to get the regular season title. Have you felt a lot of pressure, or has it been kind of smooth sailing?
No, the biggest thing we're feeling pressure on is we want to get more bonus points. And, we were trying to contemplate that tonight, of pitting and getting tires there in the first stage. And we didn't know how many cautions we'd get during the race. And so we knew, about a month or two ago that we were going to have the regular season pretty locked up if we didn't mess anything up, Bob. So we really wanted to try to get more bonus points. So I'd like to try to get a couple going to Chicago. And kind of go from there. We've really worked hard on our team of getting my cars faster the last month. I felt like we've done that. I mean, top five tonight. We had a really fast car at Darlington until I wrecked it. We had a really fast car at Bristol and a pretty good car at Michigan, some of the last ovals that we've been on. So we're showing some speed and showing some promise, and that's really what we've been focusing on the most. So feeling the pressure on, Bob, is make sure we get our cars as fast as we can get them heading into the playoffs.
We'll go to Chris and then to Hank.
Chris Tank, KitchenStop.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything for you, buddy. Here's our hard knock question, though. can you get to the season finale at Homestead, the Championship Four, without winning a race?
Do you
have to win?
I think you can get there without winning. But I honestly think you're going to have to win Homestead. We saw that last year. Just the way the rules have played out, and usually the cream rises to the top and everybody has their best stuff by the time we get to Homestead. I think you're going to have to win that race. So we have the tools to do it. In a few races, I feel like we're in a position to win. And we're not feeling any pressures as far as like have to win tomorrow or have to win next week. I think if we keep speed in the car and keep staying consistent in the top five, we will get that win. But I definitely think you're going to have to win Homestead if you want to be the champion. So we know we're going to have to win a race this year if we think we want to hold up the trophy at the end of the season.
Hank Kurz with AP. Elliot, you won the regular season last year. How do you approach the playoffs differently this year? Or how much more have you, maybe in the last month been able to focus on a different approach in the playoffs, or just more attention to things there?
Yeah, my team did a really good job last year getting cars ready for the playoff season, and we felt like we've done that again. We had a little hiccup at Darlington. That was a brand new car, and probably was going to be my Homestead car, and I kind of wrecked it a little bit, and so we've kind of had to move that down the line for the races coming up in the playoffs. But my team, Kevin, has got so much experience in the Cup Series, and he understands about being in a chase format. And last year did a really good job of getting the cars ready for the specific tracks. And we feel like we're in pretty good shape again, that we have the right cars lined up at the right tracks to make it all the way to Homestead. We don't feel like we've got a rush. We can run a really good car and then have time to work on it and prepare to whatever we need to do and then run it again. So I think it comes down to preparation. So being in the position we were in, where we had a really big lead in the points, we could start focusing on our cars for the playoff season. We got two of them that were just sitting on the side, and they've just been buffing and getting ready and maxing everything out that they can on it to get ready to when we get to Kentucky and Charlotte and those places to go from there. So we feel like, as far as preparation is concerned, we're in really good shape.
All We're going to go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Lee Spencer, motorsport.com. You were the favorite going into Homestead last year, Elliot. You kind of feel like you have something to prove, and, you know, to kind of follow up on what Hank said, how do you make sure you are that guy at Homestead? I mean, this whole deal comes down to one race. And, I mean, God forbid something happens in that race and you're screwed. It's like all that work and time and preparation just goes down the tubes.
You know, Lee, I think you hit it right on the head. Last year, I let my emotions get too high probably sometimes and too low sometimes during the season and during the playoffs. And I learned the hard way that it's all about one race for me. It's all about Homestead. It's all about winning the championship. And I think last year not having my crew chief hurt my chances some because he and I are on the same page, communication-wise are good. And when he's there at the garage, in the garage, you can see the car, it's a big difference. And I think that hurt my chances last year for winning the championship. So I feel like I do have a lot to prove. I want to get back to that position again. I want to have my whole team with me and try to make it happen again. And it's just – it is all about one race. This whole point system is all about Homestead and how you produce in that one-off race in November. So we want to try to have some momentum going in that race, and we want to have our cards. And if something bad happens to you, it's definitely devastating. But we just it's all about Homestead and prepping for that one race. I mean, that's just what the championship playoffs are all about, and that's the way my team looks at it, and that's the way we – kind of looked at it last year a little bit, other than myself, but I'm more focused on it this year on having the right parts and pieces when we get there and give it our best shot.
Do we have any final questions for Elliot? All right, Elliot, thanks for joining us again, and congratulations.
Okay, guys, thank you.